What is up, legendaries? It is Amina Lees. So to kick off my first ever true crime podcast episode, we are going to talk about a case that recently just happened in Vegas. And when I tell you this is such a new case, it's not even 2 weeks old yet. Like, it literally just broke the news no more than a week ago. It's super crazy. But before we get into the podcast episode, what is up, legendaries? Welcome back. And if you're new here, what is up? Welcome to Legendary Lifestyle, where I talk about various things, including TV, film, beauty, entertainment news, and of course, now true crime is added to the caliber. So if this is everything that resonates with you, what is up? Join a legendary fam. And don't forget to rate, review. If you're listening on Apple and Spotify, you can always rate and review. And of course, you can always leave me a voice message and I can play it in my next podcast episode. And until then, let's get straight into it. So the case that we'll be talking about today involves three people. So if I mess up their last name, don't judge me. I'm going to call them from a first name basis in a sec. So we have Chance Comanche, who is now an ex-G League player, and he is 27 years old, and he resided in Vegas because he is now arrested, as he should. And I want to give people a little disclaimer. A lot of people aren't aware what the G League is. So pretty much the G League is the NBA second league. They own it, but it's for players who, how can I say this? The G League is for players who, one, can't reach NBA status. So they're still talented, but they're not quote unquote NBA caliber talented, I would say. Two, people who play in the G League are probably injured. So let's say, there's a star player, but he gets injured real quick, but they want to test out the waters. They're probably putting him in a G League game and putting him back in the NBA game. So pretty much think of the G League as being the NBA's minor league. So everybody has different, expectations of the G League, but you're not going to see a LeBron James or a Michael Jordan or, who else can I say? Like a John Morant playing the G League, just to give you that perspective. So Chance is 27. He used to play for the Stockton Kings, which is the Sacramento Kings official G League team. I just wanted to tell you guys that because a lot of people are not aware what the G League team is. And I don't blame them at all. Two, we have Sakari Harden, who is 19 years old, who is the girlfriend of Mr. Chance Comanche. And then we have the victim in this case, and her name is Marina Rogers. And what's so unfortunate about this case, before I get into it, guys, it really warns you guys to really watch who your friends are. That's what I would say. So this whole case was, it takes place in Vegas. Marina and Sakari are friends. And I forgot to mention that Marina is 23 years old and Sakari is 19. So according to court documents, it did prove that, both parties were friends. So Marina is a 23-year-old. She is, I believe, I'm just going to say she's a medical assistant, because the way I almost butchered that word was embarrassing. Okay. So pretty much her and Sakari are friends, but Marina lives in Seattle. I don't think that she was living in Vegas at the time. Full time, but Sakari was. So Sakari calls up her friend pretty much and she's like, hey girl, come to Vegas. So court documents, according to the docs, they proved that both Sakari and Marina sold their bodies, which is often referred to as prostitutes. And you know what? I don't judge. You do what you gotta do. Your body, your choice. Never judge. Do your thing, girlfriend. Not for me, but you do your thing, okay? So according, to the docs, like I was saying, Sakari and Chance set up a whole entire plot to just trap Marina. And one of the main plots was that this happened over a Rolex watch. So according to, the court documents, Sakari did this because she wanted a Rolex watch from Marina. So it really didn't make sense, guys. You guys are gonna be like, Amina, what the hell are you talking about? I'm about to make it make sense. You can be like, oh my God, right? So CNN, everybody's reporting this is all happening over a Rolex watch. Sakari wants a Rolex watch. So her and Chance set up a thing where Chance is gonna be, quote unquote pimp who was hiring for services, and Sakari's gonna pit her friend on because they're both selling their bodies. But then they're going to really kill her, and then Sakari and Chance really kill Marina with the HDMI cord. It's crazy. Literally crazy. Not even lying. They do that. And then they unfortunately dump her body in the desert, and then it's crazy. But the weird thing about this case is it takes a whole entire deeper turn. And the reason, alleged reason why this case happened, according to Dead_Shot Journalism 2 on Instagram, beautiful page. They really are the ones who give a really deeper insight into this case. The alleged, to protect myself, the alleged real reason why Marina and Sakari were a few with each other is due to Sakari, like I said, she is a girl who sold her body. Very unfortunate, 19 years old. Very young. I feel like that's too young. I have to say that, right? And pretty much, Sakari allegedly was involved in a murder case. Yes, a murder case. And with this case, Sakari had an alleged person who was controlling, you know, her clients. So let's say you got a manager at the store. So pretty much people say this is your pimp, okay? I was trying to find my way around that word. So allegedly, Sakari was involved in a murder case that happened way before, you know, her killing Marina alongside Chance Comanche. So Marina allegedly was telling people about this and was bragging how, you know, Sakari's involved in this case. Sakari's this. So Sakari's like, hold up. Allegedly, of course. We can't let this happen. You know what I mean? So she plots with Chance alongside a third party. So while doing my research for this alleged event, of course, this third party, I don't even know who their name is. I'm alleging that it's a male because I was looking at various like sources and there's no name or anything. So I'm like, I'm not sure if it's a disclosed participant, if they're like, you know, enclosing information. So, but it was definitely a third party involved, right? And there's text messages, guys, of Chance and Sakari texting each other. You got the weapon. I'm going to blow her brains out. Pretty much plotting the whole entire crime via text. And my thing is, if you're going to do a crime, and of course you're going to do the time, why would you even text and have all of the information? It's like a blueprint for police. It's like, oh, wow, we found the jackpot. I feel like people are stupid when they text the crimes, if you couldn't tell. But anyways, so the whole entire theory of this happening, just happening over a Rolex, seems to not be true. But this is a narrative that's really based mostly in highly profiled, you know, media and news companies, right? But at the same time, you can't really blame them because this is like various cases that happen in small towns or cities. So let's say there's a crime that happens in a local town and let's say, let's say like a California, that's not in Los Angeles, like a really small town, like 50 miles outside of Los Angeles, and a crime happens. And it's reported all about on CNN, Los Angeles Times, all this stuff. But the real people who know the story is the people who live in the town. So when I did the video on TikTok, I thought it was so weird how people kept saying, this is not the real information. I was like, girl, I just reported from CNN, all these news. Like, what you mean is like the real information? You know what I mean? And people, and I was like, you know what? Let me just look at the page. Because somebody told me, they was like, girl, look at this page. And I was like, what? So pretty much the alleged real reason why Chance and Sakari plotted was because Chance was being a stupid person who ended his life for a young girl, being in his feelings, not thinking right. And Sakari, one, you can say was jealousy. You could still throw in a Rolex theory. But two, you can also say that Sakari wanted to shut, you know, Marina up for spreading these various rumors about her, right? And it's weird because it's so weird with Sakari because I think she was going to get paid $1,000 for setting up her friend that Chance was going to pay her. So pretty much if you're confused about the whole theory of like Chance, you know, meeting up with them, why do you want to do that? So remember before how I said both girls were prostitutes? Like I said, we don't judge. Do what you got to do, girl. Not for me, but it's for you. So Sakari, like I said before, tried to pick her friend Dawn, but she really didn't tell Mirena that Mr. Chance, who's a weirdo as well, they're plotting to kill Mirena behind her back. So pretty much they're gonna make a profit from what they're gonna do. And really, Chance and Sakari are the ones that's going to kill her. And pretty much, like I said, they dump her body, but they killed her with an HDMI cord because Chance admitted that he wasn't in court, but he did admit this, I believe, to the police or at a hearing. The one of the two. Totally forgot. But it's crazy. It's really crazy because, one, this young girl was from Seattle, Washington. She was just visiting Vegas, just to go with a friend. And she had a lot of life. Like, so much life. Like, even whatever. Let's say she was selling her body. People were saying that she was a stripper. Whatever. It's like 23 years old? That's so young. Like, 23. Not an 84, not a 94, not a 104. Like, and you still got a day or two left in you if you were 104, right? But it's just so unfortunate, man. And it's unfortunate how people around you have really set you up. Because, okay, cool. You're trying to set up your friends to get a quick profit, to sell your bodies, whatever. But as you're really conspiring to kill your friend behind her back? That's crazy, man. And pretty much, Sakari and, Chance, they both admitted to it. Right? There is a third party. Not sure if it's a male. Not sure if it's a female. We're not even sure. I hope that they're telling all the information because this is so sad. Even with Sakari, guys, I meant to tell you this. Somebody on my TikTok told me that this Mr. Miss Mrs. Comes from a well-off privileged family, but she just ran away to just, live this quote-unquote street life because it's weird because I'm still learning all this stuff. I just realized like I'm not really the most. How can I say? I don't want to say too sheltered, but sometimes I'll be like living so oblivious because I'm like, dang, like there's really a dark cloud a lot of over these places. Like there's young girls, like even I'm in Vegas, the last time in Vegas, like it really makes me think when I was walking the strip, like, what if there was a young girl who I was next to who was younger than me or the same age as me who was selling their body and I'm just here visiting for fun? Like it really makes you think deeper about life. You know what I mean? Even though Sakari 19, she deserves all the jail time, respectfully, her and Chance, because the way you just, violently get rid of someone like that, I think is honestly gruesomely disgusting. But at the same time, it's like, dang, like, Sakari, you just want to get rid of someone because they're brat. Like, honestly, was that right of Mirena for doing that? No. But at the same time, we don't even know if that really happened. This is just something that a page reported on, right? And allegedly that happened, and like I said, Sakari was involved in other stuff, so who knows what could have happened with Sakari. It's really crazy, but I really hope that Mirena's family is like in covered in love and peace, because just 23, man, 23 years old, that's so unfortunate. And Chance was the one that reported that he, I think both him, I know. Like both, of course, him and Sakari had, they equally have parts to do with it, respectfully. And it's crazy because I'm like, I'm not sure if he was the one who strangled her with the HDMI cord because obviously, dude is like 6'10. He, of course, would have more strength. And Sakari, I don't see her. I mean, I think you could be evil, whatever. But I'm not sure if both parties were the one who strangled her. But of course, I believe they both deserve the same long lifelong sentences. I just want to clarify that, right? And then a woman on TikTok came out and said how they previously used to talk to him, and pretty much talk means like flirt with a guy and see how the relationship goes, whether you're a boyfriend or girlfriend, and pretty much talking can prolong into months. And I don't believe the talking stage should be that long. But anyways, so women said on TikTok how every time they would talk to him, this is like multiple women, swear to God. And they're saying how he's weird and how he has like a weird energy and aura to him. And one girl said how they were talking and he came up to her, But it was just always something about him. I'm like, I'm thinking like some girl was lying. So I'm like, okay, whatever. Then I had someone I know DM me like, girl, I was like, the hell? But it sucks because it's like, it really makes me think deep real life, guys. Like, what if these girls would have been his victims too? Like, it's like you just had that, like, that tick. It just made you, like, you know, I'm trying to, oh, dang, I forgot the word I was trying to say. But both parties' chances, Sakari, I think, are very evil. And the fact that Sakari will even do this to her friend, and it's weird because Sakari is literally in Marina's Instagram highlights. So it really does suck. Even your own friends can end your life. That's why we look cautious. Like, huh, hold up now. You can't know too much about me. But literally, I'm sending all my love to Marina's family. I hope they are grieving well. And I'm going to emphasize this again because I saw a lot of evil comments on Instagram saying how she was a stripper and how she was a prostitute and she doesn't deserve, you know, justice. I thought that was very disgusting. And how Sakari, because she's beautiful and she's pretty, how she didn't do the crime. And I'm like, dang, people are weird on Instagram. But Chance, I'm pretty sure that they're going to get a long sentence. I don't even doubt it, right? But I would definitely let you guys know in my upcoming podcast episodes, which you should totally subscribe to my podcast, Legendary Lifestyle, wink wink, on Apple and Spotify. And when you rate, let me know your thoughts, be honest. Of course, you know, I do love a little 5-star, ching ching. But let me know your thoughts and then review. Let me know your favorite parts of the podcast. Let me know. I want to know what to always improve and do better. And the reviews, definitely let me know what you guys love and what you guys, you know, may dislike. I don't get that many dislikes on my podcast, but I would definitely love to know. This is my first true crime podcast episode, guys, so we're definitely going to do some more. But until then, I will keep you guys updated. Like I said, Chance did, you know, admit to using the HDMI cord. Not sure how much Sakari is talking yet, but court documents prove that both parties were in the same business, so I'm pretty sure she was the one who had to say something about that. But I would definitely keep you guys updated. But until then, Legendaries, have a blessed day, night, afternoon, whenever the heck you're listening. And until then, love you guys and have a blessed day.